Innovation is one of those things that just keeps things rolling on. We need innovation to be happening. And there is a lecture happening all very, very soon. It's the Jameson Distinguished Lecture, and innovation will be the key topic on that. Professor Robin Batterham joins us from the University of Melbourne to talk about it this morning. Good morning, Robin. I guess, firstly, we need to talk about the gentleman that the lecture is named after, firstly, don't we?
Mark, good morning to you. Yeah, it's Graham Jameson at the University of Newcastle. This guy is one of Australia's icons, frankly. He came back to the country from the UK an awful long while ago. He probably would admit how long. Got stuck into the mining industry, mineral processing in particular, and his developments have earned this country billions, just billions and billions. So this is a guy who keeps on keeping on or whatever, and is just so good at innovation, which is about making things happen in the marketplace, not just having smart ideas.
Robert, it seems like he's setting the bar very high. For those of us who are wanting to come along for the lecture next week, what can we expect to hear?
Okay, good question. Seems as I'll be giving the lecture.
If you don't know, Robin, we're in a whole world of hurt, aren't we?
You got it, mate. I thought I might talk about sex, but then I've used that before with a prime minister. I'm not saying which one, he has a ruddy complexion, so you can work that one out. When he wasn't paying attention to some people I'd invited along to talk about innovation, so I sort of stopped the proceedings and said, Prime Minister, I want to talk about sex. And the response was, Robin, you have my full attention. And so I talked about why innovation was like sex. Now, if you want to hear that story, well, you better come along.
So it sounds like these things aren't just going to be very boring things. There's going to be a lot of fun along the way. Other than that, what do you think we can expect?
Okay, well, the more serious side is I do want to talk a little bit about the mining industry, not so much from the industry perspective, but some of the innovations, like Graham Jameson, sort of lasted, and I'll give some examples of some of mine that I would argue were equally brilliant in their conception.
Of course you would.
But didn't stand the test of time. And one example I was working on some bio-leaching, that is using microbes, bacteria that can eat rock. I was using that as a method of recovering gold from a part of a mining operation at Panguna on Bougainville Island. And it all worked well. We piloted it, we installed it, was ready to roll, and then there was a revolution. So there's one innovation that sat on the shelf, so to speak, and is still sitting there. Thank you very much. And this is a sort of life full of surprises. Doesn't matter how smart you are, how good you are at getting something in, as soon as people see that there are all sorts of things that can knock it over, or somebody else can come up with a better mousetrap, so to speak. So it's a very dynamic field, and this is to sort of put it into context why I talk about singing, sailing, sex, and so on. The more you do of it, the better you get at it. It's pretty obvious.
That might be the case for all of those things, Robin. Practice makes perfect, I guess.
You got it.
Yeah, and I guess, too, if you are wanting to consider yourself a bit of an innovator, I guess you've got to be ahead of the curve, because there's always somebody else ready to outdo you around the next corner.
Well, I think this is
which is a good thing.
If you run a good talk show and somebody was in the same business, they can look and see, well, you know, what are the features of it? Is it just the guy? Is it the way he presents things, et cetera, et cetera? And build on that and train themselves up and actually do better. Technology in particular is a leaking sieve in that you can't stop it getting out. Even if you've got a patent on something, someone will ultimately get around it. That's not the way to go. The way to go is to get out there and try, come back and try again, and keep ahead of the market. That's the only way, and that's what innovation is all about. And I got some examples for the Hunter, I might add, in a totally different area, and if time permits, during the talk and people are patient enough, I'll talk a bit about it, and that is getting the organic carbon in soil up to improve soil quality and agricultural growth. And by the way, the secret ingredient is a certain extract from brown coal, which you don't have in the Hunter, by the way, but you have it in Victoria, and I think they'd happily ship it up there. But that's another story.
Robert, it sounds like it will be a very fun night. It will be happening on Thursday, August the 3rd, 5:30. So we've got some details on our website about that. We'll hear some of your stories, very serious and very comical as well, and thanks for sharing a little bit of that with us this morning.
My great pleasure. Thanks for the time.
From the University of Newcastle, he is Professor Robin Batterham with that very interesting lecture coming up next week. We'll have some details on where and when at our website, 2NURFM.com.